you talk about shepherds and what else?
No, you might talk a type of dog.
Uh-huh.
Well, Saint Bernard.
Okay. You ever talk about curs or?
I've heard that term used.
You don't use it.
No.
Okay, say if you had a real mean dog, you might tell someone you better be careful of that dog.
He'll bite you.
Okay. And you say yesterday he
bit someone.
Okay. And you say that person had to go to the doctor after he got
bitten.
Okay. Would you ever say dog bit?
I probably wouldn't. I don't, you know, it just doesn't register as being a term that would come to me.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that before?
He got dog bite, or got dog bit.
Uh-huh.
I've heard it used, yes.
And, if you
want
to, when a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
The bull.
Is that word nice to use when you were growing up?
Well, it was nothing too much wrong with it, no, because being more farm-oriented than non-farm, it was normal to have a bull on the place or see one occasionally, you know.
Did your mother
see a bull? Well, yes, to some extent. It wasn't everyday practice. It wasn't necessary, but it could be used, yes.
Okay. And animals that you have might have to plow with, you have?
Mules and maybe horses.
Okay. And if you had two of these mules working together, you'd
have a pair of them.
Huh?
You'd have a pair or a team.
Okay. And have you ever seen anything similar, I guess, that resembled bulls, work animals that resembled bulls?
Well, oxen.
Did you ever see
him? I've never really seen them as a person, no.
Do you know how they
hitch
together?
With a yoke.
Okay, so how would you refer to them?
That'd be a yoke of oxen.
And a little cow when it's first born.
Okay.
And the female's called
a heifer.
Okay, the male?
A bull.
Okay. And being a cow that was expecting a calf, you said
that
she was going to
find a calf.
And any other expression?
Have a K.
Okay. And riding animals are called?
Riding animals?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, a female.
You think of horses?
Okay. And a female's called a
mare.
Okay, the male.
Horse.
Huh?
Man. He's called a horse, I guess.
Okay. Any other name for him?
Well, sometimes, let's see. Not that comes to.
You're a stallion or stud?
Well, yes, those terms, but reflecting the male sex, yes.
Is that not nice to use?
Well, it's no, there's nothing. Well, now you think of the term stud is more or less reflects a big, strong type animal that, you know, that's, well, just a big, strong type animal.
Male?
Male, yes. Uh-huh. Of course, stud is used in. And jokingly referring to a man, you know, if he's a big, strong person that's good at whatever he's doing, you know, then he's referred to sometime as a stud. If he's a real top-notch football player, or maybe a basketball player that gets the job done, then this reflects the masculine aspect of his association, whatever it might be.